of charitable IRA distributions to KAXE. Questions? Call Chris at 218-326-1234. Itasca County Habitat for Humanity offers a Financial Foundations course beginning September 8th. The class meets once a month through January and helps build knowledge so you can make informed financial decisions and achieve long-term goals. Call Itasca County Habitat to register. And the Bemidji Senior Center hosts a Medicare presentation Wednesday, September 3rd at 1 p.m. Learn about the plans available before open enrollment, which begins October 15th. Coming up at 1 o'clock, your volunteer on the river host will be David John until 4. And tonight from 7 to 10, it's Alyssa Ellen. Now let's get you back to more from the World Cafe.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Sometimes it's what you don't say that means the most. And today's songs had a little extra to say. Today, we're parenthetically speaking on World Cafe, featuring songs with titles that were just too important to be left unsaid, transforming those songs along the way, featuring one of the greats from the Rolling Stones. Plus, an artist who was told it was too risky to go with her original title, so she just put it in parentheses. And we'll even encounter the rare double parenthetical aside.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Plus important subtext from Buzzcocks, REM, and Aretha Franklin. That's today on World Cafe.
Song called The Reaper, definitely intimidating. Don't fear the Reaper, not so much. Eventually, it just became a cowbell joke. Still a great song. Don't Fear the Reaper from Blue Oyster Cult is on World Cafe.
Thank you.
Welcome one, welcome all. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. The parenthetical aside in a song title gives you important context clues. For example, "It's the end of the world as we know it" conveys one emotion. Adding "and I feel fine" tells you a completely different story. "I would do anything for love." Wow, what sentiment. "But I won't do that." Ooh, resolve, intrigue. "I want to dance with somebody." Sure. "Who loves me." That's an important qualifier. That's what we're doing today. We are playing songs that have parenthetical asides in their song title. And our first selection, the title didn't appear in full on the original single. It just said "Satisfaction." It wasn't until the album release of Out of Our Heads in 1965 did it get the full parentheses treatment. The Rolling Stones, "I Can't Get No Satisfaction," gets us going on the cafe.
I tried. just another year.
It's been my long-running hope that the city of Rockville, Maryland, would adopt Rockville by REM to be the official city theme. And if the song was simply called Rockville, they might have been able to pull one over on city council. However, when Mike Mills wrote this song, it was a plea to his then-girlfriend to not move to Rockville, Maryland, where her parents lived. Yeah, that's probably why it didn't happen. REM here on World Cafe, songs with parenthetical asides in the titles. Great one from the Buzzcocks, Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't. Lynn Collins and James Brown. Sure, I'll say the title in full. Rock me again and again and again and again and again and again. 6 times. I'll leave it to your imagination to figure out what those 6 times were all about. And we've got more parenthetical asides and song titles when we get back to World Cafe.
Happy Labor Day, and thanks for listening to The World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Good afternoon. My name is Dan Gannon. We receive support from Lake Country Journal, a local lifestyle magazine sharing stories about places to go, things to do, and people to know in Lake Country. More at lakecountryjournal.com. Itasca Waters continues their Practical Water Wisdom webinar series Thursday, September 4th at noon. This month, learn about stormwater runoff and the problems it can cause. Register at itascawaters.org. All drivers can help reduce pedestrian vehicle crashes on Minnesota roads by watching for pedestrians. Stop for crossing pedestrians at every single corner. Pay attention and be prepared to stop for pedestrians. It's the law. Brought to you by the Minnesota Departments of Transportation and Public Safety. The Tally Gallery at Bemidji State University hosts a new retrospective exhibit of work by Marley Call. There's an opening reception Thursday, September 4th from 4 to 7 at the gallery located in Bridgman Hall on the BSU campus. Now back to the World Cafe.
Welcome back to the thought bubble in my brain. That is World Cafe. I'm Stephen Kaleo. And today, all of the songs that you're hearing have parentheses in the titles. And Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, but also Queen of Parentheses. At least a half dozen songs that she sang over the course of her career had parenthetical titles, and we will pull out two of the best, including A Natural Woman, You Make Me Feel. It's World Cafe.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, 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 but they don't know that I'd leave you. I love you.
When Jerry Wexler heard Aretha Franklin sing that song at the piano, he knew he had a hit, and he wasn't wrong. One of her greatest performances, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You. Parenthetical song titles, the name of the game today on World Cafe. Thanks for being here. I'm Kaleo. And Radiohead's 2003 album, Hail to the Thief, is littered with them. As a matter of fact, every single song on the album has a parenthetical title, and Johnny Greenwood got the idea from old Victorian playbills that would over-explain everything. And so the songs have alternate song titles to convey alternate meanings. This one is There, There, but the subtitle is The Bony King of Nowhere. It's Radiohead on World Cafe.
Lift up your wedding dress. Someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just feels pretty civilian. I've never thought that.
Statue of Liberty being piloted by a Nintendo controller, blasting out to the streets of Manhattan, Jackie Wilson's Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher. That's probably all I remember from Ghostbusters 2. Still a great song. We're doing songs with parentheses in the titles. Father John Misty's Chateau Lobby number 4 before that. In C for Two Virgins, which I always thought was a little weird, but probably a reference to John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Two Virgins from 1968. Coming up, more song titles with subtext when we get back to World Cafe.
You're listening to the World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Happy Labor Day to everyone out there. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Dan Gannon. Local author Anne-Marie Erickson celebrates the launch of her new book, In the Evening We'll Dance, a memoir in essays on love and dementia. Thursday, September 4th at 7 p.m. at the McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids, Erickson will read brief excerpts of the book and sign copies. We receive support from the National Alliance on Mental Illness of the Grand Rapids area. NAMI offers a free and confidential monthly support group for family and friends of persons with mental illnesses. More at NAMIGrandRapidsMN.org. Woodcut print artist Dan McLaughlin has work on display at the Brainerd Public Library through the end of September. And the Mensa Garden in Virginia has a fall plant sale and produce swap Friday, September 5th from 8 to 1. The garden is located on Bailey Lake on 3rd Street North. And now it's time to get you back to more from the World Cafe on People Powered Radio, KAXE, KBX.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Sometimes it's an artistic decision to have some of the song title in parentheses. Other times, it's political. And that was exactly the case, a fight between Kate Bush and her record label. She wanted to just call the song A Deal with God. And they were like, no, absolutely not. So the song title became Running Up That Hill with A Deal with God in parentheses. It's Kate Bush on World Cafe.
Yeah.
Back in 1984, the Bay Area band Romeo Void had their only top 40 hit with A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing. Went to number 35 on the Billboard Hot 100 and off their album Instincts. Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God, songs with parentheses in the title. And the Beastie Boys, they just went above and beyond. They're like, would you like one? How about two? Because the title of this song officially is Fight for Your Right. But in the front, you gotta. And on the backside, to party. It is a mission statement. It is a mantra. It is the Beastie Boys. You gotta fight for your right to party on World Cafe.
Kick it! Yeah, come on, please.
Nick Lowe and performed by Elvis Costello. Parentheses important in this one. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And that puts the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Appreciate you listening. And thanks to our affiliates who make this show possible. A show we produce from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe.
World Cafe is supported by the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century.
Big Thief have created a space where experimenting is welcome and love and support is key. In honor of their new album, Double Infinity, due out at the end of this week, we're revisiting our 2022 conversation with the New York band. It's Big Thief in an encore edition of the Next World Cafe.
I remember building...
Okay, good afternoon to you. You're tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, where we operate.